how necessary that people would tell you that you're okay, so that then you'll have a good, okay feeling about yourself, etc., etc., etc. How wonderful it is to be in prison, to be in your cage. You like being in prison? You like being controlled? Because I'll tell you something. If you ever let yourself feel good when they tell you that you're okay, you're preparing yourself to feel bad when they tell you you're not. And secondly, you're going to be a monkey for the rest of your life because you're the whole time going to live up to their expectations. You better watch out what you wear and how you comb your hair and whether your shoes are polished and whether you live up to every D-A-M-N-E-D expectation of theirs, every one of them. You like that? You call it human? See? See what I mean? This is what you'll discover when you observe yourself. You'll be horrified. Because the fact of the matter is that you're neither okay nor not okay. You really are not. What's okay? What's not okay? You mean you fit the current mood or trend or fashion, so you become okay? Does your okayness depend on that? Does your okayness depend on what people think of you? Jesus Christ must have been pretty not okay, you know, by those standards. So, you're not okay. You're not okay. You're you. And that, I hope, is going to be the big discovery. If you make this discovery, my, what a wonderful thing, extraordinary, unprecedented. You're you. Cut out all the okay stuff and the not okay stuff. Cut out all the judgments and observe. You'll make great discoveries. Those discoveries will change you. You won't have to make the slightest effort, believe me.